I want to welcome a special guest, somebody who has a lot of patience, who we had to reschedule this because, Tom, last time you tried to come in, we had tornadoes blow through here. And, of course, here at
interesting afternoon.
Yeah,
Scott.
Here at KRLD, you know, when it's weather, we've got to serve the listeners.
Absolutely. I understand.
But Tom Paukken,
to be back.
Yes, sir. Tom Paukken is the current chairman of the Texas Workforce Commission. He's also the former head of the Texas Republican Party and out with a new book. Which is called Bringing America Home. It's in bookstores now and at Amazon.com and also TomPaukken.com. You can check it out. And I was looking at your website, TomPaukken.com, and they called you paleoconservative.
Yeah, that's an interesting term. I guess that means I'm old.
What does that mean?
I call myself a Goldwater Reagan conservative.
I got you.
And, I don't know. You get all of these different definitions. I mean, the book is really a reflection on how we need to bring America back to its founding constitutional principles and apply them to the serious problems it faces today. And it essentially makes the case that, you know, America lost her way. What happened? How did we go from having the strongest economy in the world to being in the most serious national recession since the time of the Great Depression? What happened to that conservative Reagan majority? How did we squander the political capital that Goldwater Reagan conservatives took more than three decades to build up? What happened to a nation that was the most respected nation in the world at the end of the Cold War? And yet some people today, some pundits say that we're in a state of inevitable decline, irreversible decline, if you will. And what happened to a nation once guided by the principles of Christianity and the Judeo-Christian ethic? And how do we address the threat of radical Islam, a threat that I believe is as serious, if not more so, than international communism was? And I think those of us who are conservatives need to kind of lay out what went wrong and also offer solutions, because that's what people are looking for. And that's what this book tries to do. I sort of the first half of the book is the glass is half empty. What went wrong? The second half of the book is really how we can fix it and how we can bring our way home and get this situation turned around for the sake of our children and grandchildren.
And as a journalist, I'm skeptical of everything. Every book I pick up, every article I'm about to read, I was thinking I was going to crack this book and see a bunch of Obama bashing, Democrats are idiots and that kind of stuff. And it wasn't that at all. You were making the case that, at least from what I read, and I've only had the book for a little while, but from what I read, you're making the case that it's Republicans' fault and conservatives' fault that they're not what they used to be. They don't have the power they used to have.
Well, there's plenty of blame to go around, Scott. It's really the problem is that in the post-Reagan period of Republican politics, a lot of Republicans got in power up in Washington, began to believe big government was okay as long as they were in charge of it. Mm-hmm. And I've got a chapter in the book called Big Government Conservatism is an Oxymoron. Reality is it's not conservatism. It is a watered-down version of big government liberalism. And if we are philosophically opposed to concentration of power, why justify the growth in executive power, the growth in spending, the growth in programs and concentration of power in Washington, D.C. is so totally adverse to the philosophical conservatism I grew up with which believed in the principle of checks and balances, separation of power, and federalism, returning power and money wherever possible to the states, the local communities, and back to the people themselves. And we've gotten away from that, and I think that we need to get back to it. In the Reagan administration, we did a lot of that. Literally, we cut domestic spending in the first Reagan term.
Reaching out to Democrats. Yeah, the Democratic Congress.
Reached out to Democrats. Mm-hmm. We had bipartisan support, the Jack Kemp, Senator Roth Job Creation Act, which had Democrats sign on as well in order to grow the private sector. A rising tide lifts all boats. We cannot do what we're doing now. We have had no growth in private sector jobs over the last decade. We've lost one-third of our U.S. manufacturing base. We're exporting prosperity. We've got to change the tax system, which really rewards these Wall Street private equity guys, because debt is deductible, while savings and capital investment are punitively taxed in the United States. And that is what creates jobs. We've got to reverse that process.
It seems really just counterintuitive that what you have going on right now is, instead of rewarding people for creating wealth on Wall Street, like you mentioned, you have people being rewarded for destroying it. And one of the things you point out in the book that I thought was really interesting is there's this idea out there that capitalism is always good and free enterprise is always good. And I think most people would agree with that, but they would probably also agree with the point you make, which is it's got to be coupled with some kind of ethics, some
ethical
kind of
compass.
Morality, some
yeah.
something that says
a free market system doesn't work without an ethical underpinning,
right.
Because otherwise what it becomes is a Darwinian survival of the fittest, and everybody, you know, so what, a Bernard Madoff, go out and cheat the widows, cheat mm-hmm. the charities, because you're it's all about yourself, and that that's a really sad situation. And so you've got to have the ethical compass, and that's why the culture is so important.
Why do you think there doesn't seem to be as much room for moderate voices? Everything is all about being extremely polarized. You know, when you mentioned working in the Reagan administration,
right.
you would get pieces of legislation where you wouldn't just get some Democrats, you'd get lots of them, right?
And, yeah.
But now it's bipartisan if one person from the other party will go along.
Well, I think that that's one of the problems we have. We have got to win back the Reagan Democrats and independents, and we've got to offer a vision for the future. I mean, I'm very much opposed to the direction the Obama administration is doing, but when we say we don't like their stimulus program because all it's doing is getting us more in debt and only government jobs are being created, no private sector jobs and government jobs. That's not the way you create jobs. It's created because of the private sector. So the reality is we've got to lay out a set of proposals, and that's what I try to do in the book, Bringing America Home, that says here are some solutions, common sense solutions that people on both sides of the aisle can listen to. And I've been encouraged. There are a number of Democrats, independents, talk show hosts, Democratic talk show host out in Amarillo. He was going to have me on for 30 minutes, mm-hmm. wound up having me on an hour and a half talking about the book, and he didn't agree with everything. But the point is, we got
Democrats in Amarillo.
Well, absolutely, yeah. John Terry, he's got a great show actually
okay.
in the morning out there. But John actually is a Goldwater guy mm-hmm. who became a Democrat,
right.
But he's a good guy. He's worried about the country. People
yep.
are worried about the future and about our kids and grandkids and what's going to happen. And so we got to pull together, and we got to get away from this right versus left. As Ronald Reagan said, it's about up versus down. Are we going to have a better future? And make America better for future generations, or are we going to go down in the anthill of history, similar to what the Roman Empire and other great civilizations in a period of decline went into? But it's reversible. It just takes the will and civic courage, and I think that's lacking in a lot of our Washington politicians, who all they worry about is raising the money, catering to the special interests, and getting reelected, and they don't think enough about the long-term good of the country. And that was the great lesson I learned from working for Ronald Reagan. He made decisions. One could agree or disagree with him, but the decisions he made were not for political reasons. They were made because what would be for the long-term good of the country. And we got to get back to that.
We're just going to have to leave it right there. That's Tom Paulkin. You can check him out at tompaulkin.com. The book is called Bringing America Home. It's in bookstores and also at amazon.com. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, Scott. Great to be with you.